Hello, and welcome to Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman. I'm Judy. Now, for those of you that have been with me before, welcome back. And for those of you that are new, hold on to your seatbelt because we have a great show today. Selling in a Skirt is all about community. It's about connection, and it's about creating amazing relationships. What I love most about our guests, it helps me to empower professional women and encourage men to be champions for women. And also, what are we doing with the next generation of leaders? We're going to make sure that we're paving the way for them as well. Well, let's start today with Jenny. We have a great guest. She is so amazing. I'm going to read her bio just a little bit, and then I'm going to let her go right in and tell you what we're going to talk about. But she is fantastic, and she's one of my favorite people. So here we go. My pleasure to introduce Jenny Johnson. Jenny's a senior vice president and the Collin County market manager for Encore Bank. She joined the organization in 2021 and has more than 20 years of financial services experience, including private, commercial, and business banking, as well as mortgage and wealth management. She holds a bachelor's degree in management and human relations from Mid-America Nazarene University. And then I'm gonna stop right there because there's so much more to her. I just gave you a little snippet. So, Jenny, I am super excited to have you here, and welcome.
Thank you for having me.
It's been my pleasure, and I've been looking forward to today. You can't imagine how long I've been looking forward to this. So let's start with something real fun. Tell us about who you are, what you do, and why you actually love what you do.
Well, as you mentioned, I am the market manager for Collin County for Encore Bank. I've been on this exciting journey with this organization for coming up on 3 years. Probably what I would say I love the most are the people that I work with. It's the people within our organization in every aspect, from every division to the leadership and the culture that they have built within our organization. They have done an incredible job of putting the right people in the right seats. And 100% of our associates are shareholders within the bank. So it creates this entrepreneurial spirit, business-minded spirit that I've never experienced at any other organization. And it's almost a sense of we're linking arms and building this together. So it makes it very, coming into work every day is not a chore. It's exciting to build this with them. Some of the best people I've ever worked with in my career.
I love that so much because so many people go into, you know, their business every day and it's a chore, it's a task, it's a job. And hearing it from this perspective is very different because not everybody has that. And, you know, so the culture of the company is amazing. Mm-hmm. And the people in the company, I know some of them are awesome. But there's also a backstory, because I would say that most of my guests are not doing what they thought they were going to be doing, or they changed gears in, you know, midway. Right. So what's your backstory and what brought you to this exact path?
Well, I never grew up thinking I wanted to be a banker. To be honest with you, there weren't, growing up, a lot of women in my position. Yeah. And so I don't think it ever really crossed my mind. A fun fact is when I entered college, I entered as an education major and I went to a teacher school. So fortunately, there was a elementary school right on campus. So once you declared that major, they threw you in there. So my first semester, I was in a second grade classroom on a daily basis, and I quickly figured out this is not something I want to do
exactly
on a daily basis. And so how I started in the finance world is once I graduated from college, I started in a bottom, you know, within a financial organization, and I just went from that role to another role to another role. And I think it was probably my curiosity and desire of knowledge of, well, what does that role do? Just to kind of build my resume, and, you know, role after role led me to this position.
Interesting, because I have the same background. I was also in education, and unfortunately in our case, when we all graduated as teachers, because that's what we were supposed to do as women, we were all laid off right away because there were too many teachers in New York. And so all of us started out as teachers and all of us were let go. So, you know, it's incredible what the backstories are. But everything that we do leads us to where we're supposed to be.
Right.
You know?
I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, totally. And you know, so I'm glad you're in the position you're in. So with that said, you know, we're in alignment with my favorite topic, which is women, you know. And a lot of times people will say to me, I just want to work with people who are authentic. And sometimes you know they're not being authentic and you can step away, but sometimes you're not sure. But women being authentic, it takes the courage to be yourself, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes that's difficult, especially in a woman in your position, because you're in a leadership position. So tell me about like how it is to be authentically you. People know when you walk into a room, they know who's gonna show up. So what is it like?
It's funny you asked that. I was having lunch with a client of mine that we've been together probably 12 years now, and he mentioned in that meeting, you know, you're the same person that I met 12 years ago and didn't have two dimes to rub together, and now I have millions, and you're the same person sitting in front of me. So I think it's just me being me, and when I talk to a business owner that's just starting, I treat them the same way as I treat someone else that's been in business for 25 years. You've received the same person. And I think that people can recognize that. And as we grow together, they can appreciate that.
So when they come to you, it's not like you have a playbook and you say, okay, so they're just starting out, so I'm gonna talk to them like this. And they're you know, they've been in business a long time, I'm gonna talk to them like this. You talk to them as a person.
As a person.
Yeah, so I love that, I love that.
As a business owner, yes.
And how do they respond to you?
I think that they appreciate it. I think that they appreciate the time and the energy that I put in, and maybe it's not something, you know, as that startup company that we can do right now, but let me educate you in so you can learn where you need to be in order for me to help you.
Okay. Every time you say something, it brings back something else, which is wonderful. This is why when we first met, we were like, okay. When I was recruiting people into financial services, I would ask them a few questions because I wanted to get to know them. And I always knew what it was that brought them to me and also what they wanted to gather from this. And I would say to them, so tell me, what does this path look like for you? Because I want to help you on mm-hmm. this journey, which it sounds like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. And so they would only say three things. They would either say, I just want to be a producer, which just is a crazy word, or I want to go into leadership, or I want your job. And you know, in each case, I would say to them, let me show you the journey so we can work on this together, which sounds like exactly what you're doing. And for me, it was the greatest results because I always knew where they were in the journey. Mm-hmm. And once they got to this point, then we'd have to move them over here. Is that what you do? Basically, when you're starting talking to a startup and yes. you take them on the journey, and then all of a sudden, now they're one of your millionaires.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So the first step with every new client that comes to me is taking the time, sitting down with them, mm-hmm. understanding their business inside and out, understanding who they are, what their processes look like, understanding their strategy, understanding where they're at now in their business and where they want to be. And I think you have to do that as a banker to have a true relationship with your client. Otherwise, it's just transactional. And it goes so far with that client to understand that, and then you build upon that, because then the communication is transparent, you build trust with a client, and it ultimately becomes a long-term relationship.
Which is what you want.
Which is what I want.
Okay, but women in banking is not a thing that many of us have been used to, because when we would go to the bank, it was always the men sitting at the desk.
Yes.
And every time they wanted to talk to you or you needed to talk to them, it was kind of like you're going to the principal's office. So tell me, how does that change? You know, I mean, we all know that women build relationships better than men, especially in the beginning. I mean, men do come into it a little bit later. But we also know that women are controlling more positions where they never were before. They've been invited in, and now they're awesome, and they have, you know, high IQ, EQ and IQ, and PQ now is the new one. So what is it like to know that you're making such a difference in somebody's life because you really care about them?
I think that women in business, or women in banking, has changed. There are more women in banking, mm-hmm. but I think that we do have a long way to go. I think that in this industry, the mentorship isn't there because of the lack of women in those positions. And so I try to take the time with my team of understanding what they want to do, where they want to be, and, you know, showing them the path, just as you had mentioned, of how to get there. And as far as on the client side of it, I mean, I may be biased, but I think that women do a better job of multitasking. Mm-hmm. They can do multiple things at once, and they care, and your passion for them to be successful truly comes through to the client, and that we are a partner. I'm not just a banker. I want to be a partner in your business. And I think that goes back to the authenticity of what you had asked before. And that's, as a woman, that's what the clients see.
Okay, so let's go back to the relationship part of it, because you said something very powerful about relational and transactional. And yes. We all know that business is built on relationships. I mean, it is. And especially when it's anything to do with financial, you know, whether it's banking, whether it's insurance, financial services, it's all about the relationship. And yet, a lot of women don't get to that upper level, which I still don't, that's the $1 million question, but we're not going to dive into that today. But so when you talk about transactional versus relationships, what are you personally doing, not with your team, but what are you personally doing with your clients without saying, I'm going to build a relationship with you? Right. What are you personally doing that makes it different? So when they're sitting in front of Jenny, they know, okay, here's somebody that really cares about me. She really listens to me. So what do you have a process that you do, or is, you know, what do you do?
Well, it goes back to a lot of the business owners don't approach a banker until they have a need. And at some point in your business, whether it's now or 5 years from now, you will have a capital need to grow your business. Mm-hmm. And a lot of business owners will wait until that moment in time and then reach out to the bank. Because in their mindset, they don't think, I need to have a relationship with a banker. I just make my deposits, I pay my bills, etc. And so with any business owner, my advice is you need to have a relationship with your banker. And what I do differently is what I mentioned before. My first step is I'm going to sit down and I'm going to get to know you, and I'm going to get to know your employees, and I'm going to understand your business, of where you're at in that business right now, and where you want to, what you want to build your business to. And even though you don't have an immediate need right now, it goes a long way for me to understand that. So when that time comes, we have a true relationship that I can take to that credit team. And you have established relationship within our bank. So that would be any business owner, that would be my number one advice to them.
Yeah. And so then they don't worry about when they have to pick up the phone and call you, because you'll be at the other end of that phone. And right. In many of the large banks, you never get the same person. And it's No. And it's craziness. It's almost like when you have to call a company and you have to tell your story, and they go, oh, it's not me, hang on, let me, and you tell your story 12 different times.
Yes.
And that's what happens with a lot of the banks. Now, we hadn't discussed this before, but I just saw this come up on, I think it was on LinkedIn. Somebody went to a conference and there were 1,000 bankers there. 1,000 bankers in one room. Okay, that to me is a little, okay. But what he was doing is he was trying to talk about what the greatest takeaways for him were. And one was about succession planning, and one was about, I can't remember what the second one was, but the third one was something that I know you will have, you know, a lot to say about this, because what he was saying is, in today's market, entrepreneurs, solopreneurs, business owners, organizations, they all do their banking online.
Yes.
You can deposit your bank, your checks, you can do whatever you want. Everything's online. You don't have to ever see a person. And yet, people want a relationship with their banker, but they don't come in as often. So that's because you try to find, what's the value of the bank? Think of Encore Bank. What is the value that either brings people in, or they're not afraid to call you? Is it still the same as your process that you just talked about? Or is it something different now that everything is virtual?
Well, we have built the bank being a branch light model. And so there's only one branch location in each of our markets. And so the emphasis was put on technology, because again, mm-hmm. when is the last time that you've gone into a bank? The difference between us and another institution is that we know our clients. We aren't going to build this to be the biggest bank. We have a personal relationship with our clients. It's not a transaction. So when they call, my team knows exactly who's calling. When they need something done, they know exactly who that is, where the larger institutions can't do that. It's knowing your customer. So they don't have that relationship with them, so they can't transact like that. So let's say you have a problem with your technology, calling an 800 number, as you mentioned, you're going to get somebody different every single time. Where being shareholders within our bank, I don't have, there are business owners right. within Encore. I don't have turnover. You're going to, the same person is going to pick up the phone every single time you call. So that to me is the biggest difference between the larger institution and us.
And so it doesn't matter that they don't actually come in all the time to see you, you still have that relationship
because
no matter what.
Because we know our client, we can transact via a phone call.
Yeah, okay, my favorite thing is know your people. I always say know your people, and you obviously know your people. So you also, you have a motto called this, building something different. And I know you just explained part of that, but it's more than just technology. It's more than just knowing your people. What is different about Encore Bank other than that? Because I know there's, I mean, your shareholders, there's one big difference. Right. But what, you know, if somebody said, I really want to start doing my banking with you, or I really want to work with you, what makes you different? Why did you use that motto? Because, I mean, that says a lot right. in a little bit.
Well, as I mentioned, we're not building this to be the biggest bank. Right. We're building this to be the best bank. Mm-hmm. And it goes back to our leadership has just done such an incredible job of identifying highly talented bankers in every single market that we've entered in. And that leadership has done a fantastic job of putting the right people in the right seats. So I think building something different first starts, I could probably tell you 25 things, but I think that it first starts internally. And as I mentioned, I am working with some of the best people that I have ever worked with. And being business owners, they can relate to the clients. Their responsiveness to the clients is outstanding. Knowing the clients, and it's not just me that has a relationship with the client, it's my entire team that has mm-hmm. a relationship with the client. And so to me, that is the biggest difference between a transaction and a relationship. We are building this bank off of complete relationships.
So therefore, it's not the bank that's different or the banker that's different. It's a combination of the two, which I think is really an important way to stress that, because again, you can walk into some of these big institutions that have these beautiful lobbies now because nobody's there either. And you're like, wow, this is great. You can have coffee, you know, but there's nobody there. There's nobody. So that in that case, the bank is different. The bank, the banker may not be because you never really see the banker. In your case, it's both.
It's the team. It's the people that are building this, and it's the culture. I mean, it is a very family environment. I love working with the people that I work with, and that translates to the clients. They see that, mm-hmm. and it's a huge difference.
So, what do you ever have? Do you have a story about like a favorite client that something happened to them, or something they grew with you, or anything interesting? I'd love to hear stories.
That's one of my favorite things about my job, is taking that startup company, understanding their business, and, you know, looking back, I have numerous clients where we started 10 years ago, as I mentioned, without two dimes to rub together, and we've just built together as a partner, built it year over year to where several of them are millionaires now. I mean, I have one client where they could not establish a line of credit anywhere, and they needed a line of credit. And so I was able to get that established from them, a $200,000 line of credit. They have built their business from less than $1 million in revenue to almost $50 in revenue, annual revenue. So they've gone from a $200,000 line of credit to a $5 million line of credit. And so it's just, it's been a journey with them, but it's exciting to do that. And I feel like I'm part of that business right. and part of that growth. So that's my favorite part, is just seeing the clients become successful.
Well, and there's your authenticity again, because you really care about your clients. That's the best part. So what if somebody came to you and they needed something other than banking, or something that they, you know, like the credit line or whatever? Do you have strategic partners that are important to you and your team and to the bank that you can refer people to? Or sometimes, I think I remember Christina saying something about somebody needed something totally not banking related, but she had somebody in her back pocket that she was able to, you know.
I always try to establish myself as the go-to person. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, last week when we had that hailstorm, Jenny, do you know a roofer? Yes, I have two very good roofers that I can refer to you. I want to be that go-to person for them, because then I'm passing them along to people that I trust and have used, and I know that they're going to do a great job, whatever that may be, whether that's a financial advisor, whether that's an attorney, whether that's a CPA. I always have somebody in my back pocket to send them to, because there are things that we don't do Encore Bank and that we'll never do. It's just not in our model. So we do have partners out in the market that we refer our clients to.
And so then the referrals become, it's like magic, you know? It works.
Yes.
Because they trust you. If they trust you, they're going to trust that roofer. They're going to trust that financial advisor. They're going to trust all these people because you already have the relationship.
Yes. I mean, ultimately, I feel like my job is to take care of my client. Mm-hmm. And whether that's me or somebody else, I just want to make sure that they're taken care of.
Yeah. Well, back in the day, we used to have this book, and it was, they had like plastic sheets, but each one was only this big. It was for business cards. So wherever I went, I always grabbed business cards and I put it in this book. So when somebody would call me and say, do you know a roofer? Do you know this? I'm like, actually, I do. And I kept and I just remember people say, who don't you know? Like, I don't know who I don't know, because I just feel like I should be taking care of people. That's the beauty of, you know, being in the financial industry, that you want to take care of people. You want to protect people from whatever that is. And then when they say to you, should I go to this person? You're thinking, oh my God, no. You're like, I think I have somebody that you'd like better, mm-hmm. instead of saying, no, don't go there. So yeah, it's very interesting. So what's your favorite thing other than your clients, your very favorite thing about Encore? If you had to just pick one thing, your very favorite thing about the whole Encore culture, bank, everything, what's your number one thing?
I'm sorry to say it again, but the people.
It is the people. Okay, it's
my family. Yeah. Like, it's my family away from home. And it's all, from the board of directors to the executive level leadership, all the way down. It is just the people. And it's funny, we were recruiting or trying to move over a banker that we've all worked with for years. And I talked to him for about 12 months. And until he actually came into the organization, probably about 2 months after he started, he said, you are so right. I just didn't believe it, but this is unbelievable, the people that we have within the organization and the culture that they have built. It's unlike any other organization.
So until he was there, he couldn't really grasp it.
No. Maybe he thought I was drinking the Kool-Aid, but until he came into the organization, he didn't believe it. But once he got there, he saw. And it's a very flatline organization, which I enjoy too. Just yesterday I texted the president and he texted me back within a minute. I mean, it's just very flatline, direct communication, transparency. You know, they view us as a business owner within the bank. And so I just really enjoy that piece of it.
And you're part of it.
And I'm part of it, yep.
Well, but I mean, you're also part of creating that culture, because you have a team that works for you and with you. But if you weren't that person, they would not be getting this experience.
Right.
You know, there's always, in any organization, there could always be that person that just doesn't get it. And then what do you do?
Right. Well, and it goes back to the, as I mentioned before, they've done an incredible job of identifying the leaders in each market. And just every market's a little bit different and unique in itself, because they allow you to build that market the way that you want to build it. But they have just done an incredible job of identifying talent and bringing that in the bank. So
what are the different markets?
So here in Texas, we have Collin County. We have a Dallas location, we have a Fort Worth location, San Antonio, and Austin.
And so when people are looking for a bank, what do you tell them? Please come to us.
I want to understand what they're looking for, what they need.
Because everyone is not your customer.
No, not right. Everyone is our right. customer. I mean, there are some things that we
don't do.
We just don't do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I mean, you asked me what, outside of Encore, as far as my favorite part of my job is, every day is different. And dealing with business owners, I enjoy going out and learning about their business. And it just blows my mind sometimes of how did you think of this to build this into a business? And I'm not that creative. I never would have thought of doing it. So that's the part that I really enjoy is being able to poke into and see how things operate and get an understanding of that.
Yeah, it's interesting some of the things that become multi-million dollar businesses.
Yes.
And you're thinking, you can make money doing that?
Yes.
Because I worked only with entrepreneurs.
Mm-hmm.
And so when people would say, well, I'm doing this and that, the first thing in my head would be, you can make money doing that? Because that is really different. And you know, not everybody succeeds. And the reason I said not everybody is your customer is because not everybody is going to love this. People want bigger, people want smaller. And so, you know, it's having other people that you can refer people to is always important as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because you can't be everything to everybody because then you're nothing to anybody.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of tongue twister kind of thing.
Yes, yes, I agree. And business owners, as I mentioned before too, a lot of them that I see, until they actually have a need, they don't understand. You really have to have that relationship. And so when someone says that they're looking for a bank, I think that that's why you need to have a good understanding of exactly what they're looking for, who they are. So,
and an introduction to you would not mean that you're going to force them to come in. You just want to get to know the person.
I just want to get to know the person.
Yeah.
Whether you bank with us or not, I just want to get to know the person.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the part I enjoy as well.
Yeah.
I mean, learning about their business.
I love that. I love that so much. So if you were talking to everybody, you could just talk right to them. Tell everybody, like, what's the number one piece of advice that you can share with, and I'm going to say especially women right now, with women who are not necessarily comfortable with finances? And we know what Encore does, but what would you tell them about advice in general as a woman in business? What would you tell them?
I would tell them, know your banker, sit down with your banker. I mean, I see all sorts of different businesses. And so I want to create value within your business. I want to be a resource for you.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I do think that every business owner, you mentioned not good at finances, I think that every business owner needs to be deep into their P&L and their balance sheet and understand it and understand the process of it. And if you don't, we need to get someone in a place that does to be a partner for you. But again, the number one thing is knowing your banker, having that relationship with your banker, because it creates so much value for your business.
Yeah. And I do think that a lot of times women have an iffy relationship with money to begin with. And so when they're not comfortable and then they are forced to find somebody, they're not always going to find you. So we have to make sure that people understand what you bring to the table, you know, because that's really important.
Yes.
As well. And that just makes a huge difference. What if, you know, if you were to tell somebody, like, who are the people around you that you should make sure, your banker, an attorney, who are the other people that when they start a business, who should they have on board? And if they don't know them and they have somebody like you, you can introduce them. But who are the people? Your banker?
Your banker, your CPA, or bookkeeper. You may not need a full-time CPA at whatever place you are within your business, and an attorney. And I, as a banker with a business owner, I want to know those two people too. I want to have a relationship with those two people, because a lot of times I can take a lot of things off of the business owner by dealing directly with them, but I like to have a relationship with them as well. Those are the banker, CPA, and attorney.
I hope everybody's listening to that, because that's really important. Having a relationship with those people that are not even your people, but they're your clients' people, it makes a whole, it's your own personal board of directors.
Yes.
I love that. Love that so much, Jenny. Okay. So, is there anything else you want to say about Encore?
I love what I do. I love the people that I work with. And, you know, I welcome any business owner to have a conversation with us. I love the moment of getting to know you and understanding your business, and want to be a resource in any way that I possibly can. I mean, it's a great organization.
I second that. I second that. So I know there's going to be people that want to get in touch with you. So what's the best way for them to get in touch with you?
My contact information is listed on our website at bankencore.com. You can also find me on LinkedIn as well.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for being with me today. I mean, I just want to run into Encore Bank right now. I really appreciate it. You are somebody that people need to know, really seriously. They need to know you because you're very genuine. You're truly authentic. You have the highest level of integrity, and you're fun. You know, all rolled into one.
And excited about what we're doing.
Excited about what you're doing. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. And thank you all for joining us at Selling in a Skirt with Judy Hoberman. And until next time, we'll see you soon.